its current state on WKAR, the holidays can be a stressful time in and of themselves. But now some Michigan residents are bracing for more difficulty. About 45,000 people in the state who are currently receiving unemployment insurance through a federal extension program will lose that benefit by the end of the month. That's because Republicans in the U.S. House opted not to extend the program in the latest budget package passed this week. Current State's Kevin Lavery spoke with one such person who's losing that funding this month, and Kevin joins me now in the studio to talk about it. Hi, Kevin.
Hello, Mark. As you said, this cut in federal spending affects nearly 45,000 people in Michigan who receive unemployment insurance through the federal government. This is above and beyond the 20 weeks that the state of Michigan issues to recipients. As I was researching this story, it really was quite difficult to find people who are being affected by this. The agencies that deal with unemployment insurance do not release the names of their clients. It's a confidentiality, a proprietary issue. Finally, though, after a lot of phone calls, I did find a woman in Lansing whose attitude about her impending situation just might surprise and maybe even inspire you.
I met Daphne Whitfield at a local church, the Tabernacle of David in South Lansing. Before I even walked in, I was greeted by a loudspeaker piping out cheery holiday music and rooftops dripping with slushy, melting icicles. It must have been the warmth radiating out from the people inside.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
76 kids total so far.
Daphne Whitfield is a staff volunteer at Tabernacle of David, and on this day I found her preparing to send donated toys to the city's less fortunate children. She's an ordained minister, though not here. It's a vocation she's followed nearly 25 years.
I really believe that you're supposed to just be expendable. You know, put your hands where it's most needed at. So I pretty much know ministry from the administrative side to it, the actual hands-on approach with the people, and I love all of it.
Whitfield is head of her own business, Daphne Whitfield Ministries, but it's not a full-time paying career. In fact, she doesn't have one right now. Daphne Whitfield is one of some 45,000 Michigan residents who's losing her federal monthly unemployment insurance at the end of the month.
How long have you had that federal assistance?
I got laid off for lack of work in 2011, July of 2011. And from that point, I went on what's considered to be the extension, what's getting ready to get cut off. And so I was really shocked. I thought I had unemployment until July of next year. Usually, traditionally, I spend December planning for my next year, my first 6 months of the year. And so I'm planning on, you know, setting myself up so that I can launch a couple of endeavors as well as possibly work for someone else because I knew it was going to be running out. And so when I found out that it actually had been cut off, I was kind of surprised because I do it on the phone and it's really been messing up since they rolled out this new system. I thereafter went to the office and then found out that mines had actually been cut off. And it was pretty much shocking because, you know, I'm right in the middle of not so much the Christmas holidays, but I just had, you know, my rent and everything else that is due. So, you know, it wasn't the amount of money that I'm accustomed to, but it has really afforded me to do some things that I wanted to do in my life right now that I'm not going to be able to do.
And if I may ask, about how much money were you receiving through the federal insurance?
Okay, it first started off, I was receiving $324, $344, something like that a month. It has gone down incrementally and had went to $290 and had gone down again. So it went down a lot. I was receiving like seven something at one time. This last check that I was receiving for months was probably about $590, and that's for every 2 weeks. Now, I know that's not anything to work with because I'm accustomed to making very good money.
But throughout her varied career as a minister, a training consultant, even a ghostwriter, Whitfield has also learned to get by on very little. Now at 48, she's reinventing herself again, this time as a full-time college student.
The thing that I have enjoyed the most about being in school, more than anything, is that it's caused me to build skill sets, learn new knowledge. The thing that I have liked the least, that I felt like the system lacks for an adult learner, is you give me academics and I'm fine, but life has beat me down. How can you motivate me and encourage me on how to do dream when I don't have any motivation? How to fight for something new when I've lost everything? Those are the components that my life gives to people in order for them to know that irregardless, to give them the fortitude, to give them the, re-give them the self-confidence, the self-worth, the self-esteem. That's what a lot of people have lost that I've learned from being on campus. With people that are adult learners, like, oh my God, I'm 48, 50 years old. I'm supposed to be settling in. five, 10 years away from retirement, I am literally starting my life all over again. I lost everything, Kevin. Every single thing. Everything. Had to sell everything. Lost every single thing. And have learned a lot. Have learned after making 50, you know, plus $1,000 a year with no degree, coming in and going to unemployment, and before they cut it off, $13,000 a year is what I've been living on. But if you give me a salary now that triples that, I know how to live off that $13,000 still and take care of my debt from school and not feel frustrated about it, because I've learned how to keep myself looking good, keep myself doing what I desire to do, maintaining my personal self-worth while I had little. And I've really learned what makes life rich. And it's not necessarily what money is. You can get it over and over again. It's what you do and how you touch people's lives. And so that's my mantra, how I live my life.
With no regular income and the impending loss of her unemployment check, Whitfield realizes her economic situation is undoubtedly going to get worse. Still, she's quick to credit the support of her family and friends. As it turns out, there's a few people in her life who are also losing their unemployment insurance.
What are they saying and thinking and feeling, and how are you talking with them about it?
Well, there are a couple friends of mine as well, and a lot of them are in school. You know, we're the student learners that had to come in because we are what the industry, in terms of employment, calls the dislocated person, the person that has worked in the area of industry for 5-10 years, then the industry closes up because of the economy. Now we have to review where we're at, redo our skill sets in order to get, you know, ourselves together. Their situation is different than mine, where they might have other worries, because I'm a single person. So you're talking about people that are married, that have kids, and they're like, oh my God, I don't want to put all of this weight on my husband. I don't want to put, you know, so, you know, they have those additional worries and concerns, but we come together and we brainstorm. I call it excellent ideals. So we all get together to hold each other accountable. And I was like, okay, we need to do this formally. So I came up with this, you know, I have a dream day every Monday where I think about exhausting who I am and how I can help somebody. Came up with an endeavor called Excellent Ideals. And this is, instead of EX, it's EGG. And it's, we help each other to crack open each other's dreams. We come and we put whatever gifts and talents we have into the basket for somebody to be able to come. So if I'm a writer, I give you my writing. And if you have computer skills, you give me your computer skills. So this is an endeavor that we came. So we come together and we talk about it, kind of mesh. And then the different perspectives helps us to remain balanced. So we're not like, oh my God, I'm going to fly off a building. Oh my God. You know, so we help to bring each other and give each other balance. So it's really been kind of good that we've connected and that we're so all kind of like in the same boats, but our friendships have kind of really helped us out.
Whitfield is already looking beyond this setback to her next career move. She wants to design and sell her own clothing line.
I am currently working right now on a teen or youth clothing line that I want to bring out, launch next year. And it's really what I consider to be motivational. It's a sports line comparable to some of the things that are already out there, but more focused on helping young ladies to fortify their internal persons and not so much their out. So I'm going to do it in a really very unique, marketable way that will be able to reach them and have them be happy about being who they are and not so comparative and trying to be like everybody else.
The Federal Emergency Unemployment Compensation Program expires on the 28th. As the date draws near, Daphne Whitfield prefers not to see it as a lump of Christmas coal today, but as a diamond tomorrow.
A diamond is only created by pressure, right? Okay, this is pressure. This is where I exercise my faith. I mean, we've all been in this place before. There's not nobody that's listening on the radio right now that has never been in that place like, oh my God, I'm not going to make it. I can't believe that this happened to me. What am I going to do? That might have been 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 months ago, but you're still here. And, you know, that's the way it is for me. I'm still here, and I'm going to be all the better by the time it's all over with. So I'm good.
Daphne Whitfield, I am very grateful for your time.
Thank you.
You've got a great attitude about this, and I think you're pointing out a good example to many people.
Thank you. I really, really enjoyed my time with you today, Kevin.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.